Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Are You Fit, a show all about promoting health and instilling togetherness. I'm Michaela, your host, and tonight's show is called Do You Give a Rip? What is US Weed Channel about? Well, I give a rip, and tonight Shane Doule, the president and CEO of US Weed Channel, is on tonight discussing his historical story in standing up for marijuana rights, why he created the U.S. Weed Channel and USWC Cannabis Radio, along with what they offer. We will also be discussing where he sees the cannabis industry going and why he supports medical marijuana and more. So welcome, Shane. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing great, Michaela. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to get on with my show tonight and talk to the listeners about what's going on. But I just wanted to start off by asking you, Shane, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about yourself and how you even became an activist, because you kind of said that this was all unintentional.
Yeah, it was, actually. Funny thing is, I never thought I would start US Weed Channel. I never thought I would be an activist. And I never thought that I would do half of the things that I did. For, you know, cannabis legalization and human rights or whatever, but you'd be surprised what you can do when you have to. I did a lot of stuff for legalization in California, you know, without the help of Normal and all of those guys back in the day. Did you want me to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I want to. Yes, I did, because I thought it was a funny story, and I think, you know, those that don't know you, they definitely probably want to hear about it a little bit anyway.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, and summarize as possible, but in essence, I just did a lot of firsts, all, you know, because I love firsts. So I started the nation's first mobile pot store, got arrested for that. In going through court, I was like, hey, guys, you know what? I followed your laws. I'm not going to plea out to anything. So after about 3 years of fighting, I became the first guy in our nation to get, you know, all not guilties in superior court for cannabis-related felony.
That's a trip. Shane, you there?
In internal affairs or sheriffs in Riverside County, and having them issue warrants for the people that they helped steal my plants. And then they had, of course, to set a precedence on the price and all this other stuff. And long story short, I'm the first guy to get restitution checks from Superior Court in California for theft of my cannabis plants. So there's a lot. And then, you know, I started the US Weed Channel because, yeah, no, I have all the, I saved all the check stubs and everything. It's a great thing.
That is a first. I've never heard of that. I definitely didn't hear that part of the story. So they actually had to pay you back. Right on.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? I don't care if it's a motorcycle or a computer or whatever. If you steal somebody's private property, you need to, you know, there's restitution involved. So those were my plans, and they stole them. So they had to pay.
I just have to laugh because I hear all the time. I'm like thinking about like all the other people, you know, I'm thinking of these big crazy scenes where, you know, like CIA or whatever, DEA comes down in their like helicopters and like come and steal all your stuff. I wonder what happened to all those people. You know, I guess they weren't smart.
Yeah,
like
well, you know, I had that. Yeah, I had all that stuff happen too a couple times, you know. So I just don't like
creepy
to dredge up all the gory details. But yeah, I actually, when I was living with my girlfriend in 2010, some people, they raided her house and took all of my business assets and all the plants that she was growing. And then again, when I actually called the cops for help because, you know, I found out people had stole my plants and I found out that the cops were there and had detained them. And I'm like, hey, you know, like I'm upset that you guys did this. And they said, okay, well, we're going to come to you and lodge a complaint. And when they did, I was like, uh-oh, they're just going to, you know, sort of arrest me to make me look like a criminal before they could look like a criminal. So that's when I had to call internal affairs and get them involved. And yeah, but then they came anyways, Riverside County Sheriff, thank you very little, with their whole marijuana team. And everything to, you know,
right.
14 guys in like SWAT vests and guns and the whole thing. And I'm like, bro, come on in. You know, you could have just asked, but come on in.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, I've been through the gamut.
Well, you didn't fall short from it, and it obviously seems like it pushed your fire and your buttons to keep on going. So one of the things that you did do, which we're on tonight, is to talk about US Weed Channel and also US Weed Channel's Cannabis Radio. Can you talk about why you created that and what it's about, what you guys offer, all that good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, before I even get into it, obviously, you know, your show coming to USWC.rocks is awesome. So I'm very excited about that and the whole development. I mean, this is going to be super awesome. So, and that's Californian of me to say super awesome, but it is super awesome. So moving forward, US Weed Channel was something that I kind of designed originally. You're going to laugh when I tell you this, by the way.
Okay.
I originally designed it that I was just going to like sit on a pulpit and complain all day about, you know, all the stuff that the court was doing wrong and the police and the sheriffs and the whole thing. And then I thought, well, number one, people are going to get sick of me bitching and moaning. And number two, there is a tremendous opportunity here for, you know, if you're going to do revenge, let me backtrack. If you're going to do revenge, you might as well do it right. And so to really get back at the entire court system, I mean, literally everybody that was breaking the law to try and make me look like a criminal, I'm like, you know what?
Right.
Not only am I going to make a TV network that I can be on and talk about, you know, whatever wrongdoings are happening and save other families and whatnot, but the same TV channel in this Casper. Ha ha.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm not very vengeful most times, but if you find, you know, yourself breaking the law on my behalf to make me a lawbreaker, I will certainly retaliate.
Well, you found your angle and in a way that's legal and more than needed. And not only does education, entertainment, I mean, I just love everything that you guys are doing. And I just look forward to the future of what US Weed Channel is going to be about and bringing to the nation and globally.
Yeah. Well, you know, right now we're going through a big change. So you mentioned earlier the Give a Rip campaign, and that we're just starting, you know, a day or two ago. We still have to make the video that goes on the website for it, but it's still there. And the T-shirt is available. You know, there's a one-time limited edition. There's only 2,500 of them available. T-shirts, Give a Rip T-shirts. And, you know, they're more, they're expensive, but the money goes to build the channel. So there's 25 people in America that are going to get Give a Rip T-shirts, and US Weed Channel is going to blow doors on everything. We're going
nice.
To be everywhere.
And I just had an idea, Shane.
Yes.
I just had an idea. We're on air. And so, well, first of all, I want my limited edition shirt just because. So let me just say that on air. And second of all, I want to let all the listeners know, whoever's listening to this right now, if you go and promote this on your guys' social media platforms in the next week, we will pick from – and make sure you retweet this or Facebook this back to me or Shane's platform, we will pick a winner from that to get you guys a shirt. So I'm just doing that. I'm making an executive decision. I hope you're okay, Shane.
Good job.
Way to rock it. That's, you know,
right.
That's why we brought you onto the team. But yeah, absolutely. You know what? USWeedChannel.com/GAR. If you give a rip about cannabis, if you give a rip about US Weed Channel, if you give a rip about, you know, America, knowing about cannabis and all the wonderful things that it can do and the job opportunities that it can create for us right here in our own country. You know, there's just so much going on. And here's the neat thing is our market's already there. You know, the census, the US census, it says that 13% of Americans admit to using pot on a regular basis. So, you know,
right.
The number's close to double because half the people probably didn't want to admit the government census, US census, they smoke pot. But if we just took them for their word and said 13% are cannabis users, you know, daily, that's 42.9 million Americans. That's a huge number. That's a lot of people that need
really look at the numbers
through a TV network. Yeah. So you know, if you look at the census, it also touts like, I'm not sure the proper word to use, Hispanic American, I'm not sure, Hispanic people,
okay.
Latin American, whatever. They make up 17%. African American or Black people and Asian descent make up 5% of America. Well, all three of those have their own TV network.
That's huge.
So we should have one too.
Exactly. I agree. Well, the other thing I just wanted to mention to the listeners too, when you do give a rip and you're willing to donate, you can do as little as $5. I mean, more would be great, but $5, we all got $5. You're going to pay it for, don't get me wrong, I'm from Seattle, don't mind my Starbucks, but if you can afford a latte, you can afford your Chick-fil-A burger, whatever it is, you can do $5. So just want to put that out there. Shane, so just to get back to, I know you have the video where people can go and watch the video. It's on my show description, usweedchannel.com/aboutus. But I just wanted to, if you wouldn't mind, to give a hint a little bit about some of the programming that's on US Weed Channel.
Sure. Yeah, that's actually part of the coolest thing about us is that, you know, we have this multiple different types of programming from cooking and cultivation. And, you know, fun stuff like a little reality TV show that we have called 420 Honeys. We also have news. But what's neat is upcoming. I mean, we have so many shows that we're going to bring to you guys that are original series. So we have, you know, an investment program where people will be able to actually invest in these small cannabis companies right on the screen while they're watching US Weed Channel. You know,
nice.
We'll have shows. Oh, yeah, we've got a music show coming up with PyRank.com, and that'll be live on Saturdays pretty soon here coming up, and you'll be able to watch as, you know, each week they have 1,500 new musicians, and it whittles down to one on Saturday at 3 o'clock, and we're going to show that live. So we're partnering with them. That's just another one. We've got a couple of series that are going on. I mean, we're actually turning into – the next, you know, HBO, Netflix, somewhere in between there, you know, somewhere subscription network with ongoing series that you want to watch, engaging programs, things like that.
I was just going to mention Netflix. Yeah, that totally sounds like that. And so to give a quick overview of USWC Cannabis Radio, can you talk about that a little bit? And then I also wanted to see if you wouldn't mind explaining the 420 deal for, like, music artists that are out there might be listening.
Yeah, actually, the 420 deal, you know what, we can we're going to need to take that down. But, you know, if you're a new artist and you've got some quality music and, you know, let's be honest with everybody, it's got to be quality. go ahead and send it to us. At, I listen at uswc.rocks and, you know, give us a little while to review it and whatnot. And make sure that when you do send it, that you send it in MP3 format and that you've got your ID3 tags in there so that it's got your picture and your metadata and that type of stuff.
Okay.
But that's it. Usually, you know, if it's a good song, we'll play it on the radio and we get, you know, at least 1,000 listeners a day that are dedicated cannabis listeners. It's not a huge amount, but we just started. So pretty soon that'll be 10,000 and that'll be 100,000. This will be a good place to be
right.
Airing your music.
Exactly. It just keeps on going. Okay, so another question I have for you, Shane. Why do you support medical marijuana, and why do you think it is important that others do as well?
Gosh, you know what? I love life, and I'm a super happy guy, but in my life, I have dealt with a lot of tragedy, both in my family and my business life and all sorts of weird things. And obviously, I've had a lot of fun along the way, but anytime that there's been an issue, there's been one thing that I swear will just not let you down, and that's weed for me. And I know from a personal basis, you know, having gone through the whole thing with the cops and even going as much as being homeless for a short while, you know, that can wear on somebody. So when I see the people that I was helping, the soldiers behind Camp Pendleton here in San Diego, California, and
uh-huh.
I serviced a lot of Marines that were now, you know, obviously they were discharged, but that had PTSD, and I watched it work. I know it worked. I know for a fact, without a doubt, 100%, face-to-face, that it works, and it works immediately. So you know, that coupled with, you know, we've had some friends where we bought the oil for them, and we can't say that we cured their cancer, but we can say that we removed cancer from their blood and their bones. I've seen it, once again, face to face. You can't argue with it. So for me,
right,
this is something for the people. That's why I love it. It's for the people. You can grow it in your backyard.
I agree. Like, you know, I was well, I was raised in Southern California, but I mean, I spent my adult years in Seattle, Washington. So I was lucky enough to have had the experience both medically and recreationally, and didn't even realize how much I missed it until I left. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's other great states within our nation. You know, I moved over to Florida, great place, but, you know, it's not legal over here. And so that was really hard on me to see that and, you know, how the differences are depending on what state you're in. And that's been my biggest thing, to be an advocate, that we do deserve the right to choose our own medicine, you know, for sure. That's what I'm huge on. But, you know, the other thing, since you are on the inside of things, Shane, a little bit, where do you see the cannabis industry going?
Straight up, literally, in every direction. I don't care what kind of entrepreneur you are. If you're listening to the show, listen to me. Start your cannabis business now and carve your niche, because you've only got about 2 or 3 more years that the cannabis business is actually in its super, super infancy. So do it. You got nothing to lose except, you know, learning some experience. And that's it. So go for it. Okay. And then advertise on USB Channel.
Okay, agreed. And you can only go higher and higher from there. Okay, so here's another thing. Some people who haven't been exposed or educated on marijuana, except by long-term propaganda, they would say it's a negative thing. What would you want those people to know?
Oh, I would just, you know, it's not so much what I want them to know. It's what I want them to see face-to-face. I want them to see how it helps people. Gosh, it's just so weird. I've pulled up to someone and I've gone over there with weed and gone up on the roof and smoked with that person until they came down and watched it happen in a matter of minutes. So it's like, come on, man. This is what's next. This is what's helping people. Let's just go for it. It's never killed anybody, right?
Right, even though they've made up all this stuff about it. So I agree. I think that's true. Instead of just knowing, they have to see firsthand, whether it's by experience or others. Like, you know, don't knock it until you actually truly know. Okay, here's another huge thing that I think is important. We both have children, and so I wanted to ask, how have you talked to them about marijuana? I mean, mine are still little, so I haven't had the need to talk to them about it, but how did you talk to your own children?
This is actually a pretty decent story. When my daughters right now are 25 and 23, so they're you know, grown up from teenage years and whatnot. But right about when I guess Brittany would have been about 14 and Kayla would have been about 12, I made a list of every possible drug that I could think of, starting at the very top with alcohol and pot. And then from there, and all the way down to like ketamine and some other weird shit that I had to look up on the internet. So I sat my daughter out in the kitchen at the, you know, the little island there or whatever. And I put next to weed and alcohol, I put acceptable. And then I put a big giant parenthesis type thing around the other ones. And I said, no. And I said, now look, just in case you're ever going to wonder, whoever brings something to a party, you can refer to this list. You can try alcohol. It's inevitable. I understand. You can try weed. Dad loves weed. It's cool. You can do it here at the house with your girlfriend and shut the gate. Everything's good, you know. But everything else is a no. Dad's not happy with it. Dad won't approve it. It won't look good in the papers if you get caught with it. Period the F over. Don't do it. And it worked.
Wow. They actually were like, that's crazy. I would never think about that. But I mean, that's for real. So they didn't ever question wanting to try other things.
Well, they probably did. But the point is like, it's already been addressed now. It's not like they can say, well, you know, we never talked about ketamine, Dad. we never talked about Quaaludes or LSD. And it's like, no, we did. We talked about everything. We labeled it. I had you guys initial the bottom of the paper to make sure that everybody knew what was going on. And here's
Shut
your
up.
Initials right here.
No, you didn't.
I didn't have to pull
you really?
Out, but I did have I did.
That is too funny. Right on. I agree. I think that's good.
Yeah.
That's something that, you know, most of us parents, we don't sit down and talk to the kids of today on, you know, things that matter. It's all hush-hush, and then they end up learning from their peers or from what's on the media. So they really do need, you need to be open with them. So I think that's really great that you were able to do that with your daughters. Okay, so I don't know. Anything else you want to share with the audience tonight, Shane?
God, you know what? There is a lot that I wish I could remember to talk about, but I don't want to bore everybody. So think of it like this, you guys. 2017 is going to be such an awesome year for cannabis and cannabis media. We get to have all the shows we want. We get to cover all the things we want. We can party on camera. We can talk to them on camera, you know, for the other end of the spectrum. We can do yoga and travel and all these neat things. And so that's what we're here for. You know, that's kind of what US Weed Channel is here for, to bring our entire cannabis lifestyle from 18 to 80, white to black, everything in between. It's all going to be here. So when you want to find out about something about weed, this is the place that you'll be able to go. And if grandma walks into the room, you don't got to rush and turn it off. You know, it's ready to go. She can watch with you.
That's awesome. You know, because everything's so hush-hush, you know, but I've met a lot of people from all age spectrum, like you said, whether it's young, 18, all the way to seniors, you know, and it's amazing. Like, even people that you would never think would, you know, partake in the cannabis industry, they are. So it's about time that, you know, got something like US Weed Channel actually, you know, created, has been birthed now. And so I'm excited to be a part of it, too. So I just wanted to mention, I wanted to give a quick shout out. There's a MG for MDs conference going on in Colorado this November 14th through 16th. To learn more or register, you want to go to marijuanaformedicalprofessionals.com. And if you want to save some money, make sure to use the code HCPN2016 to get $95 off. And this is open to physicians, medical professionals, donors in the cannabis industry, including bud tenders, advocates, and the general public. And last but not least, I also want to mention, you know, besides the wellness show going on right now that is going on USWC Rocks, we've got a new one coming soon, coming in January. It's a sexual wellness show that we're excited to be having on, and it's going to be called the Sex RX Show with Michaela. So stay tuned. I'm just getting guests lined up and different things like that. But if there's anything that you guys want to hear, things that you guys are interested in, make sure to email me at mltcg.broadcasting@gmail.com, because this is all about you guys. We're here to be in service. And again, don't forget to give a rip and go to the show description. You can find all the different links on how you can contribute, learn more about USWC, all that good stuff, okay? And don't forget, if you guys want your free T-shirt, make sure you reach on out, okay? But Shane, thank you again for just taking the time to come on tonight and share what's going on with USW Weed Channel.
You know, I'm so happy to be here. And again, Michaela, I'm so stoked that you know my goal, not to plant too many seeds with everybody, but you guys, eventually Michaela is going to need her own show. So I'm just putting that on the table. There you go. Okay. So I think we've said enough. We planted the seeds. Everybody, please like and share and love and do everything you can with US Weed Channel. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're everywhere. And, you know, please, usweedchannel.com/GAR to give a rip. We've been doing this for 2 years, and effectively we've been paying for it sort of out of our own pocket because we love what we're doing. And now we're 100,000, we're actually 110,000 homes strong here in America without any advertising. That means people love it. So that, let's bring them more.
Yay. Agreed. That is so amazing. I just want to just give you a big old pat on the back and big hug, Shane. I mean, because that's awesome for all that you guys have been able to do in 2 years' time frame without anything else. So just imagine with more coming together what we can do. And that's what it's about, coming together, you all. All right, so with that, you guys have a good night and a great rest of your week. Big, big hugs. Take care. Bye-bye.
Everybody. Peace.